How are you feeling? You're still bleeding. Unless I can find a human doctor, I'm afraid you're going to die. Don't move. I'm gonna try and stitch up the wound. I'm sorry, your blood is just too enticing. Your wound is too deep for me to do anything for you. Why did you have to be stupid and run out in front of those barbaric wolves? Me? Danger? I'm a vampire. I can handle a wolf bite, but unless I can find someone to fix that up for you, you will die. Seriously, there isn't much I can do except for turning you, but that's out of the question. Why? Would you want to live an eternity feeding off of the blood of humans? Watching your friends and loved ones die in front of you, and being hunted down by all manners of dark creatures and human hunters alike? Your soul will be damned forever. There would be nothing waiting for you in this world and the next. You can either keep living or you won't exist at all. No, I'd rather you die in front of me right now as opposed to living such a cursed life. I've been living like this for 500 years, human. Alone for that matter. I can live 500 more. No. You don't have a choice, pet. Pets obey their masters and mistresses' every command. Do they not? So obey mine. You are to rest here whilst I find a human doctor to treat your wound. If you move, I will punish you once I return. Turn you. Why? So you have the opportunity to kill me like I did my lover once you get the hang of your abilities? You don't want me to be alone anymore. How positively human. I wonder if your humanity will stay intact in a couple hundred years, although I wouldn't be opposed to an immortal partner. Are you absolutely sure that this is what you want? There is no going back if you choose this path. You're that sure, huh? Well, who am I to deny my pet of what they truly want, despite the nature of that request? Well, you are running out of time, and it's been so long since I've had a human. So I suppose there is no other way. You weren't expecting me to get on top of you. I remember how modest you humans can be. But fortunately, that'll change soon. That bite looks a lot worse than I thought. We need to do this, and fast. Don't worry. Once you're turned, the wound will stitch itself up. Vampires heal incredibly fast, you know? You smell just delightful, little pet. I've come across plenty of repulsive humans, but you are definitely something special. Now don't worry about the pain. The bite will only hurt so long as I let it. But I won't do that to you. I've grown quite attached to you, so the last thing I would want is to hurt you. Now close your eyes and relax. Blood really is leaks better than animal blood, but yours is just impeccable. I need to stop, but I can't. Your blood is just too sweet. Keep still. Don't worry. You will be just fine. Just relax. Open your mouth and drink. You're drinking my blood right now, little pet. Does it taste good? I'm sure it's not nearly as delectable as your blood. Yes, keep going. Drink as much as you want. My blood and its properties will infuse with yours, meaning my strengths will be yours, and so will my weaknesses. Yes, keep drinking, little pet. Now, little pet, sleep. And though I was apprehensive at first, I think I can get quite used to the notion of having an immortal little pet to spend the rest of eternity with. We're going to have so much fun together.